coming from behind through the hands of a Collingwood player. Murphy on the spot kicks a goal.
Campbell Murphy, something miraculous. Murphy! Unbelievable!
Unbelievable player and unbelievable commentator. Wayne Schwartz doing some fine work there. The Blues 15-17, too good for the Swans 97 to the Swans 11-12-78. It was a 8-point lead to the Sydney Swans at half-time, so a fantastic win by the Blues, and Mark Murphy is on the line now. G'day, Murph.
G'day, Howie.
Oh, wonderful to speak to you on this magnificent Sunday morning. I'm sure you're woken up with a smile on your face, mate. 8 points down at half-time against a side like Sydney. This would be one of the better wins for Carlton in the last four or five seasons, I would have thought. Congratulations, mate. Well played by you and your side.
Yeah, no, thanks. Thanks for that, Howie. It's certainly better turning up on a Sunday afternoon after having a good win the day before. So, yeah, we played pretty poor brand of footy last week, so the boys worked really hard throughout the week and had a really good win yesterday.
Murph, I thought selection was really important for you. I guess the difficulty that Brendan had, and I don't know how much as captain you have a say in selection, whether you go in the meetings, but I thought last week maybe just taking a too young a side over to Adelaide to play Port, big body team. I thought what you did really well yesterday was bring in some more mature players, and certainly Silvani had a fantastic game on Buddy Franklin.
Yeah, you're right. I suppose it's a fine balance between getting some youth into the side and having too many young guys. But the guys who came in last week, they earned their spot to play, but we probably were probably a little bit too young and we probably had too small bodies. So I think having some senior guys coming into the side this week really helped us out. We obviously still had a lot of young guys still playing yesterday, but yeah, you mentioned Alex Silvani. He was unbelievable yesterday on Big Buddy. I think obviously Buddy's one of the best players in the comp, and the way Alex played, he really steeled himself for a big contest and won a lot of one-on-one battles against him.
Murph, how hard is it? You're reasonably young in terms of your captaincy. How hard is it when you come off a hiding like you did last week to, I guess, remain positive during the week with your younger teammates, but at the same time, you're under pressure to perform yourself. So, yes, you've got to get over and encourage the youngsters and tell them to keep their heads up, but at the same time, got to worry about running around getting the ball yourself. How hard is that as a current-day captain?
Yeah, you're right. It's really difficult sometimes when you do have a lot of young kids. But we looked at the game in depth last week. We actually played some pretty good footy in the first half. We just didn't capitalise on the scoreboard. And I suppose in the third quarter, they got some early scores on the board, and we probably too impacted on by the scoreboard with our mindset. And I think to the boys' credit, we addressed that this week and had some good conversations about how to react going forward and how not to be just so reactive. I think we were probably too reactive last week, and the young guys are really terrific throughout the week. They certainly do get the older guys up in terms of their spirit and their energy around the footy club, and we'd actually been playing some pretty good footy up until that point last week, so we just went back to basics this week and just encouraged the boys to play with their strengths. And it's really important for our leaders to set that example. And we spoke about it at halftime halftime yesterday, but third quarters have been probably a little bit disappointing this year. So we really wanted to make a stand early in that third, and we did that, which was good to see.
Hey, Murph, it's obviously important to get draft selections right as often as possible, but it's also really important to identify players from other clubs that you can get there that can have an immediate impact. And since Sam Doherty's arrived at your footy club, he's been a wonderful player, reigning best and fairest, 39 touches yesterday. He's been a great acquisition to a young, developing Blues outfit.
Oh, he's been terrific, Sam. You sometimes forget he's only still 23. And he's, as you said, a reigning best and fairest winner, a leader already around the footy club. So having guys like that come from other footy clubs, obviously you're drafting right. But having guys like that and obviously Matthew Wright as well, being a bit of a senior player coming across from Adelaide, he's played his role on the side. But it's really important to get some of those younger guys from other footy clubs like Caleb Marchbank and Lockie Plowman that we've been able to trade for as well. So it certainly helps.
A lot of excitement about the Blues. Blues fans, you need to jump on board, be bound by Blue this year and sign up as a member in 2017. Starting from as little as only $60, become a Blues member today. Visit carltonfc.com.au for more information. Paul Roos is speaking to the captain of Carlton on the Sunday Rub, Mark Murphy.
Murph, just following from Swatter's comment about Doherty, I thought the combination of Doherty and Simpson was unbelievable yesterday. I reckon what they do incredibly well is protect you guys on turnover. They're always the first one back inside your defensive 50. And the number of times a Swans player looked up, you know, after a turnover was created and looked up and saw Simpson, saw Doherty, their organisational skills, and I think I came here the day you guys beat Essendon as well, and I thought they were exactly the same there. Their organisational skills down back are outstanding.
Yeah, they're really important players for us, the way they do set up your spot on. They're both very smart footballers and they set up really well, so we rely on really heavy pressure coming from our midfield, and if we can put pressure on their middies, kicking it into their 450 and having guys like Dockers and Simo setting up our other defenders as well, it's certainly great having those guys down there.
Mark, Duck touched on your leadership earlier and I thought it's been magnificent this season. How are you going as a mate and a leader of Dale Thomas at the moment? Because he's in the VFL and was once one of the absolute best players in the competition. Johnny Bark, your assistant coach yesterday, said a lot of the discussion about his future, trigger clause, etc., is affecting his psyche, his mentality. How are you going with him as a mate and a captain?
Oh, look, I'm offering plenty of support to him. He's one of my good mates. I'm on the way out now to go watch him play out at Coburg. So he's the one thing about Dave, he's a real team man and real selfless, and he's been working really hard in his game. It just hasn't been quite clicking for him. So hopefully he can go back today and work hard in his game and play some good footy for us and put his name back up for selection. But yeah, there's obviously a lot of talk about Daisy over the years, and he's had a few struggles with his body, but hopefully he can get a good run and try and string some good performances together and work his way back into the side.
Is he in your best 22, do you think? I mean, there's some impressive young talent coming through.
Yeah, we do have a lot of good young talent. I think he certainly is. He's certainly a wise head. He sees the game really well. He's really good at directing players around him. He's been playing a role for us up forward. It's a pretty tough role, a half-forward flanker in modern-day football. You're required to work really hard. And you don't sometimes get on the end of a few. It is a tough spot, but he's, as I said before, he's a real selfish player. Hopefully it can turn for him and can see him back out there pretty soon.
Hey, Murph, another thing that I think has really improved, and I must admit, I didn't think there'd be that much improvement, but Levi Casbolt has kicked 11 goals, 4 from his 6 games this year. Obviously the work that he's doing with Sav Rocker is really starting to pay dividends, and that's good for a big man.
Yeah, it is. Just the way he attacked the footy yesterday, just clicking big marks. It's obviously a big strength in his game, but yeah, as you said, kicking 11 goals four so far has been really good for us. And yeah, he gets on really well with big Sav, and he's straightening him up a fair bit, which is good. So it always helps when you've got your big blokes down forward taking big grabs. And I suppose Cruz was another one yesterday. He went down forward for us and took a few good grabs and kicked those goals. They're always really important when big blokes can go down forward and do that for you.
Murph, I thought there was a really critical stage during the third quarter from memory when Brandon Jack looked like he was going to run into an open goal and Silvani, a little bit of a fumble, and then Silvani made the tackle. It was a two-goal swing. Did you sense that? Is that something, as a player, you can sense the momentum shift with when a really big play like that happens?
Yeah, I think there was a few. I think Alex was a part of a few of them, just the big one-on-one contests, and you certainly do you do sense that in the ground, and I think we were able to go up there and score straight after that. And as you said, two-goal turnarounds are big in games these days. And just wrestling back momentum of the game is really important in modern-day footy. And those one-on-one acts are certainly some things to get, you know, your teammates going. And, you know, Alex had, I reckon, probably 10 of them yesterday. So, yeah, it was fantastic.
Murph, just as we let you go, you said you're off to the VFL. Now, how professional do we need to be down there? People have been to the pies and the sausage rolls down there. They'll waft under your nose. Do you get stuck into that, or you just sort of pack your quinoa salad and away you go?
No, not the quinoa salad, but we're actually at a clinic this morning and snuck in a few little cocktail frankfurts, so that was all right. But no, try and recover as best we can today and watch the boys hopefully get a good win, Savo.
All right, go easy on the hot dogs, Murph. We appreciate your time. And again, congratulations to you and your club yesterday beating the Swans.
Cheers. Thanks, boys.